Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have an amazing guest. Khalees Hawkins is here.
Now I know the name of the podcast.
You didn't even know what mine was called?
No, Kate's coming over. That's what I called it in my calendar.
Kate's coming over. It's Invasion of Privacy, but I'm not going to invade your privacy. But you know what? People like me and you, we just share, especially when like you know a person. I feel like we're pretty open books.
Yeah,
like the moment I walked in, I was like, I'm murderous.
Yeah,
you shared what you're going, like
they call it oversharing. I call it talking.
Our talking is a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But it's what works for us.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've both been also going through a thing where we're just kind of like, fuck it, this is me, and if you don't like it, it's all good.
Oh,
but
so
you can
excited. I was so depressed before I said, you know what? You don't get to treat me like I'm crazy just because I'm crazy.
It's a good
Fuck
t-shirt.
It. That was my first step. Now I don't even think I'm crazy. Now I think everybody's just stupid.
Well, that's what we've been talking about a lot today. It's just like everyone's fucking crazy. Like that word, people like to use things against people, whether it's the word crazy or mental illness, or they like to go on to specifics thing of like, oh, you smoke weed. So, you know, people will just pick something. It can be anything and try to treat, oh, you used to battle alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, people like to treat you like you're a step away from like the psych ward. And it's a way to control you.
Good friend tell me they thought the reason why I got released from one project was because I was posting weekly like an alcohol journal of like my struggle of like, okay, this is, but it was mostly positive things. Like now I'm realizing this and this is nice and you know, whatever. And they're like, oh, you can't get away with that because you're not a white man. And they were right. But it just was like, how are you going to blame me for getting fired from a thing or released from a thing? It just was, that was when my contract was up. They didn't want me back. They'll use alcohol against you. And I stopped drinking a year and a month ago, and now they're definitely trying to use weed against me even when I'm not high. They'll go, oh, Khalees is so high, listen to her, she's being all high. Meanwhile, they're out of their minds high. It's so hypocritical.
Well, that's what we were also talking about, is that I think part of the fuck it is the hypocrisy. Like everyone, there's a phrase where it's like, don't throw stones when you live in a glass house. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves throwing stones living in their glass house.
Yeah.
They quickly forget about their stuff and their mess. But
yeah,
people like me and you, I think we're always aware of our quote unquote mess. Like,
you can rephrase all those golden rules to make them reality. The reality is not, hey, don't, it's not advice. It's people are going to throw stones in their glass houses. There's another way. The golden rule is what? Treat others like you want to be treated. The truth is, people are not going to treat you like they want to be treated. We could rephrase all those and talk about what's really happening versus
yeah,
what people are pretending they are. People really think they're good, and they're meanwhile being collectively shitty. And because they're all have agreed upon this shitty version of how to treat whoever the fuck they want to treat like that, then they don't realize it's bad because they're all doing it.
It's what I'm getting really sick of is the glass menagerie in general, what you're describing of people. If things look good in the external world, they can convince themselves, oh, look, my life's perfect, my life's good. But that stuff can so quickly shatter. It's all about what's really going on the inside and how much compassion you have. And I'm just getting sick of people who, because it hasn't been easy. You and I are both single mom comedians, which isn't the easiest journey, but I think we both kicked ass and are still kicking ass.
Mm-hmm.
But it's easy to look at someone like me and you from someone who maybe thinks that their life is quote unquote together and be like, it's so easy to judge someone who's not taking the typical path.
That's
or
what
if
they're
you're
trained to do though.
Yeah. It's
they're
so corny
it,
though.
But
it's like
way that the way that people are manipulated to even be that way is starts off almost innocent. Hold on, I gotta stop the cat from killing my hyacinth.
Yeah, so Khalees has two amazing pets, Murphy and Yoshi. Murphy's a cat, and Yoshi's this cute, like, little white alien-looking dog that I'm obsessed with. I love both of her pets, but right now she set up, like, a cat toy for Murphy to play with, but it's near plants, so Murphy was about to knock over Yeah, Cleese has a lot of beautiful plants right here. That's all.
So, like, here's how it starts. You come over and you say, well, I'm having such a shitty day, Khalees. Like, shit's going so terribly. I'm mad about my career. I'm mad about my life or whatever. You say that to me and I go, Kate, I know you're going through a lot, but you just have to realize how much you have and how much others don't. Like, yeah, you might be going through all this and your family might suck today and, you know, you might hate them and want to murder them. Sure. But what's his name last week? He lost his family in a fire. So you should be grateful. That's how it starts. It sounds innocent to compare yourself to people who have less than you in a way that you're supposed to feel better. But the insidiousness of that is then when those people are doing fine and you're doing fine, you still look at them like, but you ain't shit because, you know, at least I don't have a kid I have to raise by myself. As soon as they feel threatened, they use the thing that's supposed to make them feel more benevolent and understanding against you.
Well, the comparison in general that we all do also kind of needs to end, which kind of will lead us to what we just watched. In a sense, too, there's this, I know I'm like skipping all over the place, which we'll probably do, but so Khalees and I just watched an MTV. Yo, she's being ridiculous. Khalees and I just watched an MTV decoded video.
I'll put music over it, but I wanted people to see what I have to go through on a daily basis and wonder why it took me so long to love this dog.
Yo, she's just being amazing. So much. I have a dog, Jada, who's not here right now, but she gets up in my grill too. But
every time you're talking, she is just pawing at you.
It's amazing. So we just watched a video called Light Skin Privilege. It's on an MTV YouTube channel, Decoded. And there's comparison there, too, that I don't like, where it's like, is racism real? 100%. Is our society sick? And do we need to heal? 100%. But I don't feel the way to do that is to, like, in a sense, shame a certain group of people. Or, like, I'm not saying light skin privilege doesn't exist or white privilege doesn't exist. I'm not saying that. But when you do something like that, now you're going to have kids. I'll let you talk on it in a sec. You don't want to have kids in school feeling bad because they're lighter than someone either. Okay, Yoshi's like going to town on my knee. Yoshi, please, please. I have like little slits in my leggings and my knees. So Yoshi's just like going to town. But do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I need you to talk.
That decoded thing, I'm a big fan because I didn't realize it was Francesca. I'm a big fan of hers. I like what she's
doing. What's her last name?
Ramsey.
Okay.
I'm a big fan. I like what she's doing. I've always liked her decodeds. I think that the part about this one is she must think of herself as brown skinned, even though she is not the brownest person I've seen. But so she hasn't gone through life as a light skinned person. So a lot of times her messages don't have a target. So you're just propping light-skinned people up as getting all this privilege without targeting the shittiness and the fucked up person who handed them the privilege and why it's messed up. So now I'm the target. You've made me the target. I get all this shit and browner people than me don't. That is not true. All right? So the few representatives of black people that happen to be light skinned that, you know, she pointed out that are on TV. Mm-hmm. That's also just period for black people in general.
Yeah.
That's the travesty.
Can I move this?
The travesty isn't
feedback. Thank you.
Isn't these light skinned people got to do it and we didn't. The travesty is there's only a few period. Point that out. So, yeah, the few that they let do it, maybe they wanted them to look closer to their race. I don't know. I mean, I guess that used to happen. I think I've looked at black and white videos. Besides the blackface, black and white movies were dark-skinned ass black people. So that's not a traditional approach. I think that when it comes to Hollywood, they try to lighten everything. Everything is polish it up, lighten it up, gloss it up. I don't think of Nicki Minaj as a light-skinned person, but I guess if you know, all right, sure, she's light-skinned too. Halle Berry is light-skinned. Like, I'm just trying to remember all the people she named, and I understand where she's coming from, but just leaving it at light-skinned people have privilege, and then going, side note, yeah, well, we know light-skinned people have their own struggles, without saying what those struggles are, without, like,
yeah,
speaking from a point of, well, I can tell you, as a light-skinned person, it has not been easy for me to be light-skinned from either side, from white people or black people. So you not saying that, I'm not one of these privileged celebrities on TV, and black people thinking I can get that privilege has caused me a lot of pain. People assuming I got a boyfriend or a job because of light skin privilege and treating me as such causes me a lot of pain. Let's say it's even true. Well, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Not get a boyfriend? I'm supposed to not get fucked just to make you feel as light skinned as me? What the hell is that?
Well, don't I think that. I mean, and I agree with what you're saying. And I think both of us also know that there is a problem. Like, we're not stupid. There, racism exists. It's fucking horrible. Hollywood, a lot of the times, not every situation, but a lot of time with Hollywood and casting, it's gross. You know, that needs to shift. But that's what, in a sense, needs to be attacked. It can't be like, once again, I don't like any person of any race hating their skin and their body. No baby should be born into a body immediately having to hate themselves because of the history or the disease.
You
want to
talk
current.
About self-hate, and you want to take it away from me. You want to take it away from light-skinned people because you think I have privilege. I grew up in a very small racist city, and there was a period of time. One grade I remember specifically where I couldn't get black people to be my friend. And so when I was hanging around white people, I felt uncomfortable that my butt was in the way. It was too big. Black people said my ass was so fucking big. And everybody made fun of how big my butt was. And then I would, like, purse my lips and try to suck in my butt. Can you suck in a butt? Because I tried.
That's awful.
Yeah. So I
also
definitely...
Also, because you have a great butt. You know what I mean? So you didn't even get to, like, enjoy it.
Black people and white people made sure I knew that my butt was so big. And so I hid it from everybody. I always wore my coat. I still to this day don't feel comfortable. I'm like, the Kardashians came out and everybody's like mad at them because they've appropriated big butts. I'm so happy they came out so that black women could walk around proudly with big butts, because that's how I feel now. Now I get to be proud of my butt because bitches like Kardashians and Amber, I don't care who it comes from. If there could have been a black woman who went out there with a big butt and everybody was okay with it, I would have been happy. Thank you. Now I can walk down the street without people thinking I'm trying to, like, be in a music video for them. No, I'm serious. Like, walking down the street as a teenager, men driving by, acting like I'm there for them. Not that I can't afford a car. Yeah.
Well, it's objectification in general. And I think... this is going to sound very art teacher of me, but it's really about opening up and loving people of all shapes, all sizes, all races, all disabilities, everything.
I hate hearing that flat butt shit. I hate, oh, you're going to protect me from my discrimination by discriminating against the opposite?
Exactly. That's not the way either.
And it's happening with fat people now, too. So we're supposed to accept that some fat people are not fat by choice. Done. Now, you don't get to criticize skinny-ass people. That's not how that works. It's the same thing with white and black. Oh, we're supposed to accept black people as equal. You don't get to start saying, fuck white men, all of them. You don't get to do it. It's not appropriate to me.
You don't erase hate with more hate.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of people's approach. And it just, once again, brings out more hate. So I think... what I hope is that as people speak up in the way we are, it's like, yes, we need to heal racism and many other situations going on. Like, we just need to fix a lot of this hate stuff. But you can't then hate another group. Like, you're perpetuating a hate-filled cycle. Yeah. And what I want to see, especially with little kids, is that everyone getting to feel comfortable in their skin. Everyone getting to feel comfortable in their bodies. And yes, opportunities being presented to people equally, no matter what they look like. But when you start to say things like, oh, well, light-skinned people have this privilege, you're targeting a group of people that doesn't need, and you know, no one. And look, once again, the white privilege thing, does it exist? Yes, it's racism. Racism is here, obviously. But once again, the answer isn't to hate any group of people, any kind.
Well,
and we just had the freaking terrorist shooting.
Well, see, okay, I think the thing about this whole racism thing that I've noticed is that's our lives. We're very pedestrian. I've been thinking about politics seemed unreachable, but you know what's really secret? Science. So this whole race battle is just us being very, very dumb, because race leads to wealth, leads to, you know, I don't know the order of it, but it all leads to bigger shit. Like, let's say, like, there's a tier of shit that you have to get to. So let's say race leads to politics, politics leads to wealth, wealth leads to countries. So there are people in the level of countries dealing with shit, and they go, they can only manipulate us to help them win their country battles with race. And that's how we contribute. So like when it comes to Donald Trump, there is a legitimate issue between America and China. China's outmaneuvering us, plain and simple. But in order to get the masses on Donald Trump's side, he's like racism, 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 which doesn't work for everybody, but it works for enough people. But those dumb people don't realize that he's weaponizing their racism, but he doesn't give a fuck about them. That's why he's also cutting their medical help. He doesn't care if they die. He's doing it. He's saving the country. When he says he wants to save the country, he means it. And he doesn't care how many of you motherfuckers has to die for him to save the country for the wealthy people, so the country can be America. Because America is no longer, like, I don't know. It's just economically falling apart, and nobody's paying attention to it because we're all fighting amongst each other's races. But that's the thing. I go, the loyalty amongst races, they use that to go, okay, so I'm sorry. I'm trying to, like, work this out and say at the same time. Let's just put it like this. The more they cast black people, the stronger you make Africa. It's as simple as that, period. It makes the people in the show become valuable because they sell products. They sell TV shows, they sell movies, but they also sell products. That's why product placement ads, commercials, that's why that's a big part of entertainment. It's a huge part of entertainment. So more black people, Africa gets stronger. More Asian people, Asian countries get stronger. They don't need our Brad Pitts and our Leonardo DiCaprios to sell their shit anymore. I'm telling you, there's much more to it than we realize. And it's fine for us to focus on it this way because it is connected to the rest. But I just wish people could look a little deeper into what these loyalties are and why like people are like that felt like an attack against light-skinned people. Do you know how the being light-skinned is the least amount of control as I've had in this universe, being born light-skinned? It's crazy to me to set it up like, look at your privilege. What privilege? I would have still been a slave.
I mean, I'm agreeing with what you're saying, and I think part of the solution is, in a sense, what we're going to be doing as we start our own stuff.
And wait, like, a second. Fuck you for even attacking light-skinned people, because guess what? The light-skinned people led you out of this shit because they got closer to the motherfuckers who thought they could trust them better. Look at your look at your fucking heroes. Look at your revolutionary slaves. Yeah, you got Harriet Tubman. She's dark-skinned. She did some shit underground. But then you have light-skinned motherfuckers like Rosa Parks, who sat on the bus like, nah. If that would have been a dark-skinned woman, they might have just killed her on the spot. But the shit got published because somebody saw some humanity in her. And it might be fucked up that that's what it is, but show some respect. Light-skinned people laid their lives down too. Light-skinned people earned some just because they've held it back from darker-skinned people longer doesn't mean light-skinned people don't earn the spots they get. And fuck you for trying to make it sound any different. I'm done playing with people with this shit. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of, like, the feeling that I have to bite my tongue and I have to suffer so everybody else can feel good.
Amen.
As a woman, as a pretty girl, I walk into a room, I got to make everybody feel comfortable with me, or else they all walk away with the same idea that I'm this asshole. I can't have an off day. I can't be angry with the world. I can't be PMSing. I can't be going through some shit and interact with somebody without them saying, light skin privilege. It's true. Like, you coined it, but they've been you didn't make it up. I've been treated like I've had light skin privilege forever. I went to Clark Atlanta University to be around black people. I stayed in a boarding house on like a couple of blocks away from the college with local Georgian girls. And my roommate was from Detroit, and she happened to be the only other lightest skinned girl in the house. And somehow we ended up fighting. After the fight, she was like, they hated you. They made me fight you. They hated you around all of their men. Whenever the men came around, they would pay attention to you and they would be mad at you. And so they wanted me to fight you. And I was like, well, why would you fight me? Me and her ended up becoming friends. The only reason that she lost the fight is because she was out of shape. So we started jogging together. Isn't that stupid? It's so stupid. Ugh.
Well, I think, you know,
I'm all over the place on this podcast, by the
way. No. I like everything you're saying. And I think that's also why you and I have decided to hopefully move forward with our own thing, is because we've both had enough of just people hiding hate in a movement. Because obviously there's a movement here. Yeah. We want freedom. We want love. We all want to heal the disease we all feel. Yeah. But
how
can't
much do they
hide it in hate
versus taking away stuff from others? It's more
exactly.
the takeaway they want.
Well,
and I see it.
But
and
that's
I was
not
on board
happen.
With the Weinstein. I was on board
well,
with it. Take it away from him. Take it away from
him. Of course.
Him. But it's washed over every petty take it away from him moment. They want to take everything away from everybody. And when I say they, it's just this energy, it's this collective spite that's brewing. There is a they, because not everybody is on social media. Not everybody is tweeting. Not everybody is monitoring everything.
Yeah.
It's a very small amount of people doing that shit.
Yeah, but there's still, even the people who aren't on social media, like there are some just hateful ass racists and like,
that's true.
They're just, you know, but I really do believe the more people speak up and continue to love all people, despite the madness and the triggers.
Yeah, that's not going on right now. There's
well,
no love being taught. There's only
well, we're here right now.
Reporting.
We're teaching love. And the other thing I want to say, and obviously you what can totally, I know the cuteness is real right here. I want to talk a little bit about cultural appropriation, but in this sense too, where we also need to support each other in blossoming and allowing all of ourselves to create art, to go into our souls and express what's there in an artistic way, whether it's musically, whether it's through comedy, writing. Everyone has the right to create. You know, I'm not talking about creating like hateful stuff, but you know what I mean? Like whatever is inside, you have a right to put out. And I'll just say for me, because we haven't talked about this too much, so I want to get your opinion. When I started the rapping thing, and once again, you can say what you really think, it's all good.
I didn't see it.
That's okay, but you know what I mean? Just when I decided to do it, it was because it was in my heart. Like when I was little, my brother and I used to write raps, right?
Just put perfect Ed Sheeran on that, not even listen to where it's at.
Stop. Please doesn't even listen to me. Listen. So like for me, it was opening up something that I had shut down because of racism in a sense. I was told that I couldn't do something or I was made fun of. So I stopped doing it. And then when I decided as an adult, you know what? I want to do it as a creative endeavor. You know what I mean?
We should announce our podcast with a rap.
I'm 100% down. Because,
yeah,
by the way, Khalees raps and she's really good.
I'm really good, but I'm not allowed because I'm light skin privileged.
Well, this is where we're shutting that
rap
down.
Names.
Everyone's allowed to create art.
Let's make our rap names.
No, not right now. All I want to say, this is to everyone, no matter what color you are, no matter what size you are, if you want to start painting, but people are telling you you can't for whatever reason, that would be a weird thing. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't know anyone saying you can't paint. No, but you know what I mean? Like, people like to shut people down because of their own stuff. And I'm just here to say, as nerdy art teacher, Kate, like, if we don't express ourselves, that's when you get things like wars and hate and divisiveness.
When we start this, and this is the only thing I think that'll make me feel comfortable.
And we haven't started we don't know the name yet of what we're, right? We're like going back and forth of what we're going to call.
Yeah.
I don't want it to just be a podcast. I want a live.
And in my personal life that I feel like resent me or want me to fail, I'm going to take them off of my social media. I honestly might just start my social media over. So it's only people who, if anybody decides to come to me at this point, then let them come. But also, I want the people who want to be there versus people who are speculating and just part of my community and are using it to screenshot and report.
Yeah, that, and I can feel that shit too. The people who like to screenshot my shit just to send it around. Mm-hmm. That, well, when I put out Labia Game, first of all, recently someone was like, well, you put it out like it was a serious thing. It's called Labia Game. It's literally, that's who didn't think it was?
That's the same thing as the alcohol thing.
Labia Game.
Oh, you're drunk. Oh, you're high. Oh, she's serious.
We're all doing comedy. What kind of insult is that?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Did you see what
Kate
put out?
Does stuff,
she's serious.
She's serious as a motherfucker. She wants games with labias.
I don't even know what it means, but I like it.
It doesn't mean shit.
It means we're free.
So how could you take it seriously?
Free bleeding.
When you're in a room of people who are high, going, look at how high she is. Something's wrong.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing about comedy, is that there's a comedy community, right? And you and I are obviously in it, but I'm not in it in a clicky way where it's like, just because I'm in comedy doesn't mean I have to get approval from everyone before I put out
but
any
they
kind
feel
of
the
art.
Need to like that for you to check in with them. But you know what the problem is, honestly, Kate? You and I have asked permission for way too long.
Amen.
And so there, we condition them to think
that we wanted or needed their
that's
approval.
Why, and that's why. So you asked me earlier if I had told a mutual friend that we would be working together. And I was like, why? Just so they can have an opinion? They're going to have their opinion one way or the other. I don't give a fuck what they think. I'm a little angry today, but I think you've brought me your anger and I'm taking it and I love it. I'm into it. I want to have it. Thank you.
Kalish just got up like
anger.
A model on a catwalk. I love it.
You brought anger into my apartment.
You're
and
wearing
I
it well. You're
I
wearing
accept.
It well.
Fuck these motherfuckers. MC Light Skin Privilege.
I'm not co-signing that. I'm not co-signing.
MC Cosign Light Skin Privilege.
MC Cosign. For me,
stop
look,
it. Drop
you know
it.
Me, I'm all into the aliens and everything. Like, I'm just like, be your weird, true self. If someone has a problem with you, then let them go. Let them unfollow you on Instagram. Let them block you. Like, it's time that we stop living for other people and needing their opinions. Like, do what makes you happy.
Yeah,
don't hurt
so much
people.
Time left.
I don't. I'm not saying
do
that
it for you.
Yeah, like what else are we doing?
I mean, listen. These are the things that we've heard.
We're so
we've
fired.
Heard.
Up.
No, we've heard. You, I've heard this all my life.
Yeah.
Live for yourself. Love yourself first. Respect yourself first. But what I didn't know is this. They didn't tell me the rest. It's just like the golden rules. You have to respect yourself before anyone's going to respect you is the way they say it. But the true way to say it is no one is going to respect you. The only respect you're going to find is the one you find in yourself. That's the truth.
That's the first thing.
We say yeah. to each other like flowers. If I cut a flower and hand it to you, and I say, here, because I want you to have this. That's showing respect to somebody. That's going to die. That's very, you see what I'm saying? That's, it's true. In this moment, you did something that made me feel respect for you. But you got to keep doing that. You got to keep handing the flowers. And each of those flowers are going to die. So only within you is it immortal.
That's so beautiful. It's like, yeah, you're talking about like this immortal seed within that you have to keep watering
yeah.
and keep it alive
yeah.
and flourishing.
And you're plucking it off, handing it to people, and people are going, I respect that.
Well, when we're asking opinions from people, you're kind of saying like, do I have permission to grow my own flower, my
yeah.
own tree? And
the
it's like,
flower thing can go forever. Watch. Look at those flowers that are dead from Valentine's Day. So I left them there because I respected that moment we had at Galentine's Day with the roses.
Can you tell everyone what Galentine's... I think I did talk about
but
it,
let me finish the metaphor because
yeah,
I
yeah,
will
yeah.
lose it.
And then we have to talk about it.
Those are dead flowers that remind me that Galentine's Day was good. But if I don't do it again, those flowers are going to be dead forever. It doesn't matter that I did it once.
Yeah.
I plucked it out of me and I let it die. You see?
No, it's a beautiful metaphor.
I
want to
have girl game night. By the end of this month, I want to keep having gatherings.
You know I'm
women.
Down, obviously. what Khalees put together for Valentine's Day was Galentine's Day. And she had a group.
I didn't make up, but I've never thought, I've always thought it was too corny.
It was sounds amazing. So corny.
How crazy is it? Within the 3 years, last 3 years of my life, I thought Galentine's Day was just some kind of fucking lonely bitch party.
I think I thought the same, though.
And
until
we all have. We all know we're not lonely bitches. We all know we could pull a guy, a girl, whoever the fuck we want. We don't have to be alone. So I decided to reject all of those validations for women. And it was such a beautiful day.
It was one of the most special days.
Do you know what I realized? I didn't tell you this yet, but that compliment, spin the bottle, which was like the centerpiece of how beautiful the night was.
Well, you have to tell her, Khalees had us do a spin the bottle compliment
game. That day.
It was amazing.
I thought of it that day. I was thinking like, well, what if we, like the fun part of a party is spin the bottle. But we're not going to do a 7 minutes in heaven. We're not going to make out with girls. So what would the reward be? How about if I make them compliment each other? And how eerily did the bottle land on the people the person had to compliment?
Yeah.
And then I thought about it later.
I think, like, I got emotional.
I made all the women at my apartment sit in a fucking circle.
Yeah.
And show positive energy to each other.
Yeah.
How is that not beautiful?
It was honestly magical because there need to be more things like that.
I'm going to say it. It was witchcraft. No, I'm just kidding. There's an elephant in the room. No, there's a light-skinned elephant in the room, and it's 111.
There we go. Information coming through. And leadership. I think we just need more actual positivity. But you can't hide hate and positivity. I mean, first of all, the light and dark is in everything, you know, if we want to go there. But what I'm trying to say is, like, bringing people together and celebrating them is what we need more of, and less of, like, pointing a finger at a certain specific group and saying, you're the problem because you're being treated nice when other people are being treated shitty. It's like, okay, that's a problem, but that's not the solution. That's what you're talking about. We need solutions.
You know what's so fun about this is this light skin privilege thing is, as much as it goes, oh, how'd you put that out there? It's the perfect way to talk about what's happening
everywhere with everything.
Racism.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of this. Yeah. All of this is happening to minorities, but that doesn't mean in order to make it right, we've got to fucking grab everybody's heart and squeeze it. Because I was thinking about that, like, and you have a son and Raquel has a young son. And I was talking to Raquel de Apis, and I was telling her, I was like, people really want me to hate my boyfriend. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, well, I don't know. I don't feel like telling the story right now. But at the end of the day, all it does come down to is, how can I blame a 5-year-old white boy for the thousands of years of oppression that have put me in whatever place I feel racially today? So there's got to be a different conversation to the children that you're having to the adults. But the children are absorbing everything you're saying to the adults. And I have my punchline when I tell it on stage is me walking up, basically me going to my boyfriend who's 26 when I met him. So my mom says, when she was 36, nobody would be her partner as a police officer. And they made fun of her and said, oh, you know, she had fried chicken grease on the steering wheel. And they would make little racist jokes and nobody would be her partner. Why the fuck wouldn't you be my mom's partner to my 26-year-old white boyfriend, right? And then you go over to his 5-year-old nephew and you go, fuck you, man. I know exactly where this is going. You know? It's not fair. And you can't tell me, I don't give a fuck about fair. It hasn't been fair. Well, guess what? You're just as bad. Maybe your karma is working in reverse, you dumbass.
Because what you're talking about is not staying locked in a hate-filled cycle. It's, yes, that sucks. That's what your mom had to go through. That's awful. But we can't, when we take that hate and put it on, like, kids who just got here, you're putting racism onto them no matter what side you're coming at it.
I just got here.
It's true, though. It's like, but think about it. You're born into a place and it's like, you know, no matter what your color is, it's like, well, this is what your life's going to be and this is going to be your role. And what I want is for people to break free all of the fucking bullshit and just do them.
How hard is it? That's the thing. And that's what people don't understand about the collective unconscious. If everybody else, if I was up until around ninth grade, I was the nerdiest, boyish looking thing. That was my identity. It changed, became a cheerleader, straightened my hair, got contacts. And everybody saw me as something that had not been programmed into me at all. So now I look different and everybody's decided to treat me as this threat. So now that's my world, because unconsciously through television and movie programming, they put a personality on me. So how much power do I have against everybody's unconscious bias? That's happened to me. And then you want to end up calling me like pretty privileged, when at the same time, this unconscious bias against me didn't match who I was inside, right?
Yeah.
That's racism. That's sexism. That's everything. It's like, okay, so the light-skinned person that you are treating me as, who is this bitch? I want to meet her. Who is this bitch that walks around? I've seen her on television. I've seen her in the movies. But who is this literal bitch who walks around, because she's light-skinned, trying to make you feel bad about yourself? I want to know. I haven't met
those
her.
People are called assholes, and they can be in anybody.
No, but I haven't met that person in
but
real
I'm,
life.
But I'm saying,
digging.
When you say that, I'm sure there are some light-skinned assholes. There are people of every color.
I've lived for 40 years,
yeah.
So my experience counts too.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I literally haven't met a light-skinned girl who has tried to make me feel like shit just because she thinks she's better than me. Yeah, now I've met a light-skinned girl who for some reason thought I wanted their boyfriend, and every time I came around they were insecure. That's just girl shit to me. I don't think that's light-skinned shit.
Yeah.
But I've never met no light-skinned shit. Now, I am light-skinned, and you could say, oh, that could, like, you know, two negatives, like, it just fucking turns it off. But I don't think so, because I have also never seen that happen to any motherfuckers that are dark-skinned. Every time I've seen a group of dark-skinned people and there's a light-skinned person involved, that light-skinned person becomes the lowest one on the totem pole in that group, because they're trying to fit in. They're trying to be cool.
I mean, I know I often feel very nerdy and white when I'm hanging around like a group of like cool black comics. Like, I feel like I'm like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, accept me. Like, yeah. Do you guys, especially once
that's
again.
That's the role I get put in. So how's where's my privilege? Hand it to me. If black people somehow act like I'm better, where are they going to do it? When? Because I was better in Atlanta. Oh, light skin, red bone, high yellow. That made me a target. It made me a target.
I will say, for me on my end, I am very aware that being white has lent me privilege in the sense of, like, when you just look at what cops are doing and obviously all that. I just need to say that because I don't want people to think that I don't think racism exists. I always get nervous about
that. I don't think
that
we were talking about racism when you were talking about how you don't feel cool enough to sit with a group of black comedians. You're nailing how I feel.
Okay.
I don't feel cool enough.
I just always get nervous. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't want to come off as some like ignorant white chick thinking that
you,
that doesn't exist.
But see,
because I'm not
thing.
An idiot.
But that's the thing. There's a difference between, like, one-on-one, everybody laughs at everything I'm saying. Collectively, there's a collective decision that gets made when you sit at a table of people who think you don't fit there. And all of a sudden, it doesn't matter what you say. It comes off flat because that's the perspective and the response. Not because you're not doing it. I swear to God, this bullshit about it's never the audience's fault. I saw somebody say that recently who I really respect. And it's the same thing as I'm saying about light skin privilege. You can't tell me what my life has felt like. You can't tell me. So that person can't say to me it's not the audience when I've experienced different audiences' energy and how they respond to me. And you're telling me I changed that much between shows, bitch? Between 7 and 9? I did a homeless show for a men's shelter. These motherfuckers were just as disrespectful as any group of men together would be towards me. Mm-hmm. And I was shocked because everybody told me, oh, you know, homeless guys, people who go to shelters, they need you. They need to laugh. What you're doing is so, so sweet. And I get there, and these motherfuckers are like, boo, and they're holding their phones up, and they're taping me into my face. So I start taping these motherfuckers. You gonna tape me? I'm gonna tape you. Who are you streaming that to? Because I got more followers, I promise. So we're going to stream together. And it was like the feeling, the battle inside me of, you don't know what they've been through. You know, you got to be light with them. You don't know what got them here versus they're treating me like shit because I'm a woman. So that's also a problem I have with this whole punching up thing. Punching up means that you're punching up to power. But the reason why people don't ever punch at homeless is because they don't respect them. I respect that they can disrespect me. So if I say they were a shitty group of men, that's me punching up because they disrespected me as a woman. Now, if I disrespected that they're in a shelter, then I'd be punching down.
Got it.
So there needs to be a little more nuance.
Yeah.
Because as far as I'm concerned, late night, not punching down ever is just, well, we're never going to have a conversation about people who need to be talked about. Those men in that room, I can have empathy enough to realize that some of them got there for reasons that are out of their control. At the same time, they were using their man privilege to try to make me feel like I'm not shit. When I came there to help them have a good night.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
And you're also talking about quality and relationship to things. Like when we approach one thing, like this is how it is and this is how it's supposed to be, we put all of ourselves in this mental prison. You know, so when you're, and this is with anything, your relationship to weed, to drinking, to going to an event that's supposed to be good or supposed to be a charity thing or whatever, everything will shift depending upon you and that thing. So people can't say, you're allowed to say, oh, that audience wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
That's your unique relationship to that thing that no one can talk to you about. And the thing that kind of started this is when you say, oh, you're this color, well, then this is your story.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you went through.
Mm-hmm.
You are completely shutting down the entire wavelength.
Exactly.
You're not actually meeting the person. You're not opening up. When people assume what my life has been like, you know, a bit, I shared with you some of the traumas I've mm-hmm. been through, but it's like, which I don't need to share because I don't want to share with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you can't just look at me and go, oh, she's had an easy life. You don't know.
You don't know.
No one. So it's literally.
But it's not even easy versus hard. It's
right.
Okay. You take,
that's
this,
too simple.
You take your vessel of how your image is to the world and you put whatever background stuff has happened to you with your brain. There's like, it's kind of like the whole like trying to figure out what antidepressant works on somebody's brain.
Yes.
So you take my light skinnedness and put it with my the highly sensitive nature. I do not like when people stare at me. So how do I get to use the privilege of attracting people's eyes to me if it makes me uncomfortable? So you can't just go, lucky ass bitch, people want to look at her. No, that terrifies me. And I've had to learn how to just like, it's like I had to learn how to like be strong against the fact that I know I can't walk around without people watching me. It's uncomfortable to me. Somebody might, so you've put value on it that I don't feel.
Mm. That's important. Yeah. And once again, because I do think I'm an attractive person, I do celebrate that. I do enjoy it. But at the same time, I don't appreciate when people assume, and this is not just about me. This is once again about jumping to conclusions based on external appearances in general. It's just like that kind of judging based on external appearances is what needs to heal and melt in all of this, right? It's like actually receiving someone's energy, opening. And if it feels toxic, not because of their color or whatever, if you come into contact with a person or a situation mm-hmm. that, and we've been talking about this, that doesn't feel good, you always have the right to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not about being like, oh, well, that didn't work because they're this color or it was this thing. No. Sometimes something just doesn't feel right. And maybe it will feel right in a week. But you always just have the right to walk away from something. But you don't have to make like an external judgment first or even after. Like, no. It can just be like, okay, for whatever reason, I felt uncomfortable. But it shouldn't be like, oh, I felt uncomfortable because they were this color or this religion.
And guess what's happening? That's my favorite thing. Okay, so two things about that. There's two ways to approach that, right? One is if you take away color, it's very exciting to see who you see. I've been doing that for the last 2 weeks. But if you add the color back with who you see, you can even get closer. You can go, oh, this person had to deal with these things as this color.
True.
Or so here's where I'm at. There's some strength in it that are like confusing to me because I'm a little jealous, I'll be honest with you. But racism has really benefited Africans. That's where I'm at. So African Americans have gone through a different life than first generation Africans. So racism towards Black people and the way that Black people are supposed to behave and what people are supposed to view of them, the confidence level, the insecurity, the possibly like feeling like you gotta, even I do this. And that's why that light skin shit really pisses me off, because I've even felt the need to appear stronger walking down the street, walking down the halls of my high school, walking down the halls of my second grade. I've even felt the need to kind of have a swag just to make sure somebody knows I can fight them, because I can. But the fact that I have to outwardly display strength is a Black thing. It's a defense mechanism, right? Okay. So now you've got first generation Africans who come from confidence and money, and they're being cast and booked and treated as Black Americans because, wow, this is refreshing. Why don't you have so much anger towards me? Why are you holding your head up so high? Well, because they come from loving, privileged families from other countries. They don't even see themselves as the gangsters in our movies. Wakanda forever. it's a different tribe. And these white people go, this is the kind of Black person I like. Every time, it's an African. And I'm a little jealous, I'll be honest with you. But I'm getting past my jealousy, and I'm getting on board with a lot of people's shit. Fucking take it, Africans. Run with it. Be the Black people, because once you're in there, I'm going to get in too. Be the Black people. Let them think that you're just some oppressed Black American. Fine. I won't tell on you. I'm doing it right now, but hey, nobody's listening. Hey!
Okay? By the way, Klee stood up again. I love it.
and then there's China. I say, fuck it. I'm gonna make friends with the women. They manufacture all of our shit, and they're starting to buy up all of our stuff. And instead of being afraid of it, I'm going to be friends with it.
Well, I think also, whether you believe this or not, I do think we're in some kind of evolutionary tipping point.
It's just sweat. I forgot there was a microphone.
They don't know why I'm laughing.
I forgot
now.
There was a microphone in my mouth.
Police just like looked into her pants. I'm not going to, whatever, it's fine. But that's why I'm like laughing. I don't
want to accidentally free bleed all over my couch.
Yes. So anyway, we're in an evolutionary tipping point where I think the more we could just open up and have these kinds of conversations and just allow for things to evolve and allow ourselves to not be racist assholes and just open up and meet people for what they are and who they are and cultures and all of it, and just kind of accept for things that are shifting and changing.
I want to be an African Chinese.
You can be whatever you want, Khalees.
I just wanted you to keep talking like I didn't say anything. I want to be Chinese African.
In terms of our friendship, you can be whatever you want to be.
I bet you I'm Asian.
You might have had past lives, for sure. We've all. You might have had a ton of past lives in Asia, you know?
I'm a Pisces.
And that too.
I probably was like a Capricorn Asian when I was a Capricorn.
I can't fight you on it. I can't say yes.
When I was an Aquarius, I was probably Some fucking asshole. My mom's an Aquarius. Can't.
And the conversation goes, arr!
Hey, I'm new at this. I'm new at this. I don't know all the terminology yet.
So Cleese and I are going to be starting something soon. I thought we were calling it motherfuckers, but we're not doing that anymore.
No, we got to take the because we didn't want the curse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Positive. We want to be like Mother Nature, Mother Earth.
I like both.
Mother's Grimm.
Mother's Grimm. Well, you know, we'll talk about that real quick before we wrap it up. So we're both parents, and that's the other thing we kind of want to tackle. We're not going to just talk parenting. We want to talk about all sorts of issues, but we do want to talk about parenting because that's something else people throw on you is like, oh, this is how you're supposed to parent. This is what it's supposed to look like. And what Khalees and I want to do is be like, get rid of the supposed to's and the shoulds and the judgment and like actually be real. Mm-hmm. We are single moms. I have joint custody. You really single mommed it up, you know? So there's a difference
really
there.
Fucked up.
No. I just mean like, I can't say I'm a single mom like you are. You know, I'm just trying to give you props, but it's like, you know, we both chased our dreams and are chasing our dreams while raising these beautiful beings. And we kind of want to dispel all of these rumors of how it's supposed to be, including the weed conversation. A lot of people, Khalees just literally put out her candle. He was like, ooh, you like forgot it was there. But you know what I mean? Like, we want to be like, you get to be who you are. Stop feeling so bad or letting other people be like, this is how you're supposed to be as a parent or just a person in general. Even if you don't have a kid, you'll be able to listen to our new stuff. But that's kind of what we're trying to do there, yeah. Is like have really honest conversations.
I want women and parents. Everybody else
and
can
men.
Fuck the
I think you,
hell off.
Not you, no, we everyone like everyone. Else, no. Women, men.
You can fuck off. You hear me? I'm talking. Now listen to me. I know you're here. You specifically can fuck off.
She's this talking to you.
Isn't for you. Got it?
Who are you talking to?
Who am I talking to?
Yeah.
People who can fuck off. And they know who
anyone
they are.
Who's judgmental
if you feel
and
like,
wants to be a hater.
If you feel like I'm talking to you, then you can fuck off.
But those of you who we ain't talking to and
who
that
anybody,
love
if you're
us.
You're laughing right now?
Well, then you're going to have to follow our new podcast.
Yes.
And I want it to be like a lot, not all the time
and
necessarily.
On that note, I'm just kidding.
I want it to
be. I
love
be, talking over you sometimes.
I feel like you're just going to walk out the door.
You're the only one who's paying attention right now. And I think that means that we're always going to need a guest because I'm always going to need to be up.
First of all, I enjoy your need for movement. Just so everyone knows, Khalees has been up and, you know, like literally like sometimes moving. To me, that's also why I like active teaching and learning, because sometimes you just want to move your body. I'm down.
They call
but
it
yeah,
ADHD.
We're going to have guests. We are going to have guests.
It.
We want Candy on a lot. She lives like right basically down the road. What are you talking about?
I don't know. You know, I'm just so happy you're here. I'm so happy you're here. I'm so happy this is happening. To me, I'm not even podcasting right now. This is going to be so fun.
Well, we have a lot to say, and we've both hit our limits of caring what other people
think. That's
what
we should call the podcast. Fuck off.
No, you just said no to motherfuckers because it wasn't positive enough, and now you want to go darker?
I think it's really positive to tell people fuck off.
Fuck
though.
Off.
Fuck on.
I don't mind motherfuckers.
Hey. Fuck on.
That's adorable, actually.
Fuck on!
Yeah, but I've been celibate for too long to be able to use that title.
No, it's not sexual. Why is everything
okay?
Sexual?
It's not everything. Nothing has been sexual in this podcast as of except for when you opened up your pants and were staring dead into your clitoris.
Even that
or clitoris.
That's creation.
That is creation. Yeah,
you're right. So, everything's sexual.
No,
no
well,
right.
There are sexual elements to everything.
Fuck on.
But we're also going to talk about periods because. We're allowed to bleed
here.
And we're allowed to not feel guilty.
I'm not going
to
let you explain
about
it to
our.
Them. Fuck off. Look, we're going to not explain shit to you. Listen up.
You guys are going to love our new podcast.
Listen to this podcast because we're not going to tell you shit.
But we're not. We don't even know when we're. When do you think? Like in a month or two?
We don't have nothing to prove.
Yeah, we've got. I have worked on the logos and the images.
I just want sponsorship. I'm going to sell. Other countries, underdeveloped countries.
China's going to sponsor our podcast.
I want to be sponsored by KissUSA.com, which is a press-on nail that I looked up and is based in Korea.
Okay.
Fuck off.
Okay, so Khalees is in charge of sponsorship.
I want every single underdeveloped country. Hear me now. I'm going to sell your shit because I realize now that America is a targeted ad. And I'm not going to be afraid of it. I'm going to win. The only problem I have is that the plastic is going to ruin the country. So we got to figure out a replacement for plastic. So like if there's any sponsorship from underdeveloped countries where you figured that out and you got some recycled shit you want me to sell, I'll sell your shit.
I like that.
Nobody makes shit here.
That's a great.
My friend Alyssa came over. She's from Virginia, but by way of, Korea, I think. And she taught me how to make, earrings. I made them once. It was so much fun.
I love making
jewelry. And then I bought 25 pairs of your, like the pressure I have it in my room, the pressure of doing it again.
Okay. So earrings can be made. We're taking sponsorships from developing countries. Please, I'm down. The first thing we need to do is figure out what our intro song is going to be and how we're going to do that. I'm down to rap with you. We just need to get some beats.
Well, I know somebody.
Khalees told me. I loved that at first.
My friend Jack.
This is the thing. Khalees is very honest, which I love, but sometimes she'll say something that at first rocks my chest,
well,
and then I'm like,
no, I'm being honest.
No, it's great. So Khalees told me, because I didn't know that Khalees also raps. She sent me some rap videos from before. She is really good. And she goes, she's like, yeah, I'm going to help you sound less corny. And I was like, oh my God. But it was so funny. Like at first I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, no, she means it.
The only way to sound less corny? You got to lean in to it. You can't take it back. You can't try to sound cool. What your voice is? No, I'm like, oh my God, Khalees, she means
it. Stop making fun of my voice.
That's not making fun of it. That's your voice. You got to accept that.
All right,
so
teach
you
me how to
rap
lean
in your own voice. You can't take it
my
out.
Real
you can't take
voice.
The air out of it. When you take the air out of it and you go, so I'm walking in, I'm Kate, and I'm trying to skate, then it sounds
you
corny.
Do you think that's my rap?
It sounds preschool. I have no
hey,
idea how you
rap. Hey, my name is Kate, and I like
that's
to
how
skate.
I rap when I don't know what I'm doing.
Celibate for 3 years, but
like
I'd like
you,
a date.
You see? You do sound like that. That is you. You try to sound like this. You gotta rap like
this. That's
not
my real rap. First of all, you may or may not have. You haven't seen Labia Game
yet.
Give
me a line from Labia Game.
You haven't seen Labia Game.
Your way. Give me a line.
My way. Well, now I'm all in my head. Let me just do it, and then you tell me what you think. I'd like my dick fresh right out the hot oven. Come inside me. Let's start a cock coven.
Got it. Ready? Now try using your real voice.
I don't know what that means. I'm still
confused.
Your
voice sounds like this. I like my dick like I like my dick. Come inside me into that coven.
That is not my real voice.
You just did it. Now try.
I can't. I like my dick fresh. No,
do
that's
it.
Not what
do
I
it.
Sound
do
like.
It.
That's
do
like
it.
There's a
do
fire
it. Just
going
try
on
it.
In my house.
Try it.
I like my dick fresh.
Nope. Go back.
I'm not
up
doing
there.
This on the podcast. We'll do a lesson
just please,
after.
Please for me, Kate.
Oh my.
Just try.
I don't have a dick. Your cute eyes don't work
just
on.
Try.
Oh my God.
Please.
I don't even know the difference between the voice that you say is my
the
voice.
The one that's here.
That's not my
active.
Voice.
Yes,
that's
that
not,
one.
That's my yelling voice.
Yes,
that's not,
but that's active.
You're saying that that's my actual voice.
Do it.
I like my dick fresh right out the hot oven. Come inside me. Let's start a cock coven.
That's much better. Okay. You see?
I'm going to need. We're going to have
like
to do
my
real.
Dick fresh and
okay. We're going to have
better.
To do. Khalees, I'm down. We will do a full day where we're not even podcasting of rap stuff.
I promise you. We could redo Labia Game.
I'm not trying to. We'll do new shit. I like Labia Game. We'll do brand new shit. But yeah, we can
but
remix Labia Game.
I don't think
Labia
you
Game.
Did
That's
it
fine.
As yourself because you're trying to be a rapper. Just be Kate.
I was being
rap,
me.
Rap doesn't belong to black people. It's just nursery rhymes.
I wasn't trying to sound black. I don't sound black in Labia Game. Everyone thought, like you, that I sounded too corny.
Kate,
all right, we're gonna be doing rap lessons
Kate,
later.
I'm gonna listen to this. I never listen to any podcast I'm on because then I would never talk to people. I'm gonna take out that sound bite. I'm gonna put it to music, and I'm gonna show you what you sound like. When you sound like yourself versus when you don't.
Okay.
That's
but
why,
we're also doing a full-on rap lesson.
When you hear Nicki Minaj go off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's more fun.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay. So separately, although you'll be getting pieces of this in our new podcast, Mother Nature. anyway, whatever. Okay. We're wrapping it up. Khalees.
Okay.
This has been a pleasure.
This has been great.
Where can people find you? Instagram, Facebook, anywhere.
KhaleesHawkins.com is my website, and just Khalise Hawkins. You can find me all over the internet because we're all connected now, and we're gonna try to figure it out. I think the world is gonna try to figure it out.
I agree. Find her, Khalees Hawkins, with a C. Khalees. And then me. Okay, I have to think. Okay, so this weekend, March 23rd, 10 to 3, I'm having Miss Wolf's art class out of my house in Island, New Jersey. Tickets on Eventbrite. Please come. It's a very fun time. Comedy Seance is April 7th at 6 o'clock. It's a Sunday. I got that date wrong last time. With Allison Charles and Jess Grippo, promo seance for $10 tickets. Hope to see you all there. It's at New York Comedy Club's 4th Street location. And follow me, Twitter, Instagram, at the Kate Wolf. And if you would like a tarot reading or a non-dual Kabbalistic healing, my email is K, just the letter K, Wolf, 2Fs27 at gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. Khalees, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for coming over.
Of course. And look out. We'll be in the next month or two dropping our own podcast. Hopefully we'll have our own unique rap intro song. Khalees will help me get to the place that, well, that's a whole other thing. But anyway, thanks Khalees for coming
on.
Nobody
wants us to rap. That's what we're going to do it.
What'd you say?
Nobody wants us to rap. That's why we're going to do it.
And we're going to be fucking good.
And if it's bad, we're going to do a good job.
It doesn't matter. We're going to let our hearts and souls soar. I almost said, I tried to combine heart and soul and it was like, it sounded like whore.
And our whole crashing and burning too.
Well, that's part of life. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.